Right, we had to talk about Alan last night at Fame Academy. So you went into the house.
Yes.
Now I'll do the drum roll in a minute. Thanks very much.
Sorry.
Give you a smack in the face.
Reaching.
Nice. Retching. So explain to everybody exactly what you did yesterday.
So yesterday, actually Wednesday night, I went into the academy.
She's singing, don't ruin it.
Sorry, hon.
Okay, hang on. There you go.
Went into the academy.
She's doing it.
Sorry. Wednesday night. Got to meet up. Sorry.
All the wait till so she's finished.
Okay.
Have you finished? Oh, yeah. Right, okay.
So we went in, all had a bit of drink, did a personal session. Remember this?
Hello?
What sort of personal session?
PDT or something, they called Jeremy.
You were having a personal session with Jeremy?
Well, it wasn't with Jeremy, actually. It was a girl called Sam who filled in for Jeremy, because Jeremy's too important for just us tabloid
So
people.
You had a session with a girl?
Us tabloid? Yeah, with a girl. And there were all the other tabloid people with us. There were 8 of us all in all.
Scum, were they scum? Were they like pigs on Spitting Image? With a paparazzi. Hat journalist. Like that.
Do you know what? They weren't.
Weren't they?
I'd really like to say that, but they weren't.
Did they all have trouble sleeping at night?
That is true, yeah.
Did they?
We didn't get to bed till about 2:30, and then we were up at 6, running around. Oh. The alarm didn't go off till 7:30.
Oh, no. Hang on, you were up at 6, the alarm didn't go off till 7:30?
I know.
So what time did you get up?
That's what I mean, up at 6.
And the alarm didn't go off till 7:30?
No, so we were up an hour and a half before the alarm went off. We were that excited and that, you know, running around the
place. Right, so you didn't have to get up at 6?
No, not at all.
Okay, right. So when you went to bed, you set the alarm for 7. But there was only you in the bed.
So that was good. And then we had to put a positive and a negative about everybody and slap them on everybody's backs. Mm. And so we did that. Some people got a bit heated about it, you know, got quite personal.
And I asked Alan about this earlier and I said, and I'm now asking on the air, what negative comments did people write about you?
I didn't get any, actually.
Aww, I mean, are you talking about putting a sticky on something that says something like, nice boobs, big nose?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The negative I got, somebody did think that I had a
Alan's nose isn't that big.
I wasn't talking about him.
Yeah, nice boobs, though, has to be said.
So then we did a rehearsal with Carrie. We had a session.
Oh, I loved your rehearsal. It was great. I like how straight away, right? I'd say Carrie was, you know, you were an easy student for Carrie, because your first main problem is you don't know when the song starts. I like the way you go, oh, of insecurity. I like that. Oh, it's me.
I need you so much, but I don't think you really need me.
And then he did it lower, in a lower key, just in case that was better. And I thought that was very, very funny, you singing low.
Help me escape this feeling of insecurity. I need you so much, but I don't think you really need me.
Back to the high one.
But if we all
that would have been seamless.
We'll do it.
That's our first rehearsal.
I can't listen to it anymore, it's painful.
That was genuinely our first rehearsal.
So is that the song that you performed on stage in front of everybody else?
Yes, it was.
Okay. When do we get a tape of it?
We're going to get a tape next week.
Right, okay.
Decided to wait until close to the launch of the programme before we get to get here.
Yeah, desperate for those viewers, aren't they?
But I can tell you what did happen, if you want to know. So we had the Kevin session, 2 hours working out with him in the morning, and I tell you, Scott has nothing on Kevin. It was nasty. I thought Scott was tough, but Kevin, I wanted to punch him. I've never wanted to punch anyone before.
Really?
He was that nasty.
That would have been worth seeing.
Well, yeah. Bitch slap. And then we did Carrie, a singing lesson for
you
Carrie.
You did Carrie?
Yes.
That would have been a lifetime achievement for me.
And then David and Carrie showed me how to move on the stage. And then we went away.
Show us a move.
Oh, I had some good moves. But when we all stand up in the name of love, no, then yeah. Oh, that can move.
And then G-A-Y moves.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we used to take that song, you know, that's what I remember it as.
Did you feel at any point that they were just taking the mickey out of you?
Oh, all day.
Right, okay, good.
And then we all had to get together for the end of the day to have a programme where we would all perform in front of each other.
Right.
Okay. And I performed, and I thought I did really well, apart from the fact that I actually forgot the lyrics in the poem.
Right.
Now, I had struggled with the lyrics all day, and I don't know why.
So in your final performance, you forgot the lyrics?
Yes.
Well, you're out then.
Well, but then you see, because you know, like, I'm this judge in Wales, and I've always said that if someone actually performs and they forget the lyrics, if they work their way through it and actually get to the end of the song or pick themselves up and carry on,
you say that's a bonus. Peter Cox was voted off Reborn in the USA when he forgot his lyrics.
So, Carrie decided to put me and another up to be expelled because of the fact that I lost my lyrics.
Good, right.
And I looked at all of them, and they got on really well with all the journalists, and they were all there, and they had to mark their little boards, and then one by one stand up and say who they thought should be
so
saved.
So it's between you and who?
Should I say?
Yes, say.
They might want to say it.
I don't give a crap.
Okay, it was Gareth, who is one of the big blokes at the Daily Star.
How big is he?
You know, like,
well hung?
I don't know, didn't look that far. Okay. But yeah, one of the bosses.
What did he sing?
Handbags and glad rags.
Handbags and
handbags. That I wanted to do.
The thieving bitch.
I know.
So anyway, so go on then.
So it's between us two.
Yes.
And I was quite hopeful because I got on very well with all of them.
It's only a 3-hour show, by the way, today.
And okay then. Out of the eight.
Just want to remind you. It's like listening to a bloody Cameron going, when I was in Africa.
Right? Sorry.
You did an Ian dance. It was phenomenal.
Out of the 6 votes, I got 1, so I was expelled.
You loser! Oh, were you really?
I've lost.
They hate
I
your
came
guts.
Last.
So they really vote you out?
Yes.
The little bees.
I know.
They really vote you out,
I tried not to cry. I held it together.
So you did your final performance where you forgot the words.
Yes.
And then they voted you out.
Yes. And what was...
So, would you say that was a successful time in the Fame Academy?
Very successful.
Yeah.
I then had an interview, what was even worse, the children's BBC then wanted to interview me, like they do everyone who gets thrown out of the Fame Academy.
Right.
So I had to sit there and they say, so how does it feel to be the first
out? Send some little camp Welsh fella on to ask irritating and stupid questions for Radio 1.
No, that's ours.
Okay, that would be nice. Well, congratulations on being voted out first. Hey, shut your face, yeah, I'm talking. Of your Fame Academy.
Thank
right,
you
good, welcome back, let's get on with it.